The last interview granted by the two candidates, Barack Obama and John McCain, went to ESPN's Chris Berman.
Good Lord.
Halftime Monday Night Football.
Very historic, and we've seen it in this election more than any other, right? That they'll go on Saturday Night Live.
They'll anything. Do anything.
Now, Clinton went on, was it the Arsenio show back in the early 90s? Is that
yeah.
when he played sax
That's
on?
Right. I played sax.
That was really kind of the first wacky appearance.
Okay.
But last night, yes, both McCain and Obama went on with Berman. They were pre-recorded earlier in the afternoon, and then I thought he was going to have them on at the same time. I thought, man, that's going to be something else. But he had them, interviewed them separately, and asked him some sports questions. So Obama is up first. This is about a minute and a half from the end of the interview with Obama. His sports tie-in and how he takes that and then relates it back to the election with Berman last night.
Senator, let's bring in our arena for a moment. If you could change one thing in sports, what would that be?
Panic.
I think it is about time that we have playoffs in college football. I'm fed up with these computer rankings and this and that and the other.
Fed up.
Get eight teams, top eight teams right at the end. You got a playoff. Decide on a national champion.
You could probably make that happen. What is the best piece of advice you received from the sports world that could be any time in your life?
You know, I think the best advice I got was when I was playing basketball in high school. And I was really somebody who had learned the game on the playgrounds. I was playing for a coach who was cut from the Bobby Knight cloth. And
overcoaching,
I kind of rebelled against him a little bit. And he, at some point, he said to me, look, this is not about you. It's about the team. And it took me a while, I think, to really understand that. But that's how I've approached the work that I've done in politics ever since, is to say to myself, this is not about me. It's about people who are losing their homes or losing their jobs or trying to figure out how to retire with dignity or respect.
Back to talking points.
That if you stay focused outside yourself, you get your ego out of the way, then you end up, I think, being able to do a better job.
Look, I know you're a big football fan. Your Chicago Bears are in first place. Maybe that's the omen you need for tomorrow. So good luck on Election Day. And, Senator, thank you for spending time with us on Monday Night Football.
Listen, I'm very grateful, and thanks all. I hope everybody goes out, whether you're voting for Senator McCain or myself. This is a big election. Make sure your voice is heard.
So he had the awkwardness there of the delay, the satellite delay. He was in Hawaii,
right.
So it was a big delay that they had to work through there and fight through.
It was very rough going.
But it was so funny.
Look at Berman on screen. Bears first place.
He's like he's talking to Tommy or something.
Boy, Obama will and stumble around on
that
you.
That doesn't bother me, though, because that to me is like a natural conversation someone would have. That does not bother me.
See, I don't see it that way. I see it as him being extra careful choosing his words so that they don't get taken out of context.
Well, maybe. Yeah, there may be some of that in
there. And I just wish, and I know why they can't, because it'll be taken out of context. I just wish these two guys could just talk like normal guys.
Well, it started off that way.
Instead of talking points, they always bring it back to the American people and the hardworking Joe. And they're robots. They always funnel back.
Right. See, I liked how he started out there. You know, hey, okay, he wants a college football playoff. This is about his basketball coach. That was semi-interesting. And then it went back to... And that's why I understand the guy who doesn't have food on his and then
on his kitchen table. The college
where
football
he's having conversations.
The playoff thing sounded like a very forced opinion by a newbie radio host. We got to get a college football playoff. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Exactly. I mean,
and then he went on to say that he thinks all the final eight teams should win. And you know that sort of thing is
that.
Just that's what you go with when you go with the Democrats.
Wait.
Hang on,
wait,
Norm.
Stop.
Well, no, we gotta keep going.
We gotta hear.
I don't want to hear it.
We gotta hear from John McCain, who is next.
My friend.
And there's kind of a double cross at the end of this because I think he's at an airport, a jet cranks up towards the end of the interview. So give this a listen,
Senator. What's the best piece of advice that you received from the sports world? It could be at any time.
Chris, what? I have to go all the way back to high school. I had a football coach who was a football star himself. He was in Patton's Tank Corps. He was my English teacher. He taught me lessons about life, and took a very, very immature
young man
who was kind of a rebel without a cause, and at least gave me a glimpse of life and literature. And the guy was my inspiration then, and he's my inspiration to this day. I think the most important lesson he told me was you've always got to do the honorable thing, and even when nobody's looking, because maybe nobody will know, but you'll know.
When Americans go to the polls tomorrow, Senator, and they read your name, Senator John McCain,
get ready.
What's the one personal quality you want them to think about?
I want them to think he could go all the way to the White House. And even though some pundits have written me off, that's why they play the game. So,
what are we laughing about?
I want them to know. I've always put my country first. They may disagree with me from time to time on a specific issue, but I've always had the great honor to put my country first. And what an incredible experience it is for a guy like me who played JV football and boxed and wrestled, all of it not very good, and now be one step away from the presidency of the United States. It's an incredible ride. I'm humbled and honored. And please, people know, I'll always put my country first.
I think we've known that for a long time, Senator. If your Arizona Cardinals, who are in first place by a mile at this point, maybe that's your omen for the Super Bowl and for tomorrow. So good luck on Election Day, and thanks so much spending time with us, Senator McCain.
As far as the Cardinals are concerned, hope springs eternal in the human breast. Thank you, Chris.
What?
Thank you.
Now, why do you have to take down that
awkward
road?
Dismount.
In the human breast. It's
horrible.
Well, he was about to be sucked into a jet engine, so he had to say it fast and get out of there.
I thought the team being in first place was the good omen for Obama. But Berman said it was then the good omen for McCain.
Okay. And it was so funny, too, when Berman would ask the question, there would be some silence because you had the hang time, and you'd see the Berman bounce. His head would be, you know, bobbing up and down after asking the question. It was really surreal to see him interviewing the two presidential candidates.
That's funny.
Trump.
Okay, reduction. All right, so I asked this question off the air a couple days ago, and maybe